episode number 156, Super Episode 2008.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast on the air.
Another week, another episode.
You got it.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Give us the roll down because there is going to be so much crammed into this show this week.
This is probably going to be one of our biggest episodes this year. No, we're not going to split it up. And here's why. Because ever since we started doing this podcast, we had a survey in the podcast forum, right, Chris?
Yeah, and you can still fill it out. All you got to do is go to the top of the podcast forum, click on the link, or look in the show notes, click on it, tell us what you think of the show.
Right, and a lot of people have been doing that, and we just kind of actively monitor the results. And one of the common things that people wanted was longer episodes.
Longer and more episodes.
Well, I don't know about more, but... Well,
we can accommodate the longer episode to
right.
an extent.
Podcasts are really supposed to be 10 to 15 minutes long at max,
right.
But sometimes, well, geez, the GoDaddy shows were, what, 3 hours long?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to accommodate you guys for that request at least this week.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot to talk about. And if anybody's interested in taking that survey, it only takes a minute and you don't have to give any personal information whatsoever, any email, any name, nothing. It's just like a quick synopsis, completely anonymous, of what you want to see in a future podcast. So definitely fill it out.
Yeah, let us know how we're doing.
Absolutely. Here's the rundown. We're going to talk about the indie event and, of course, the CamaroZ28.com Member Summit coming up. White pictures of the Camaro SS, we're going to talk about those. People putting in dealer orders a little early.
Yeah.
Magazine reviews coming out and our thoughts on that. Hey, the torque gauge is gone. Hallelujah. We got, how many emails?
Lots this week.
And a couple of voicemails here and there. And we're going to wrap it up with just a smattering of a few different things Camaro-related.
Yeah.
So stick with us all the way through the end because it's going to be jam-packed. First and foremost, the Indy event, September 19th through the 21st in Indianapolis, Indiana.
It's like 3 more weeks away.
I know. And it's going to be great. Hearing a lot of good things about it. It's pretty much if you're a Camaro or Firebird enthusiast, you really need to be there.
Right.
Make the trip. Scott Settlemyer sent an email out a few days ago. Regarding it, and I'm going to read you this email.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends, at least from the email. It's only 21 days until many of you arrive in Indianapolis to help celebrate the return of an American icon. If you have not already registered, we gently nudge you to do so. So if you're going to attend. Our gracious hosts, the Central Indiana Camaro Club, are working feverishly to ensure that everyone has a spectacular time. But we suspect that there are a few that have not signed up or signed up for the Saturday evening banquet. It's important that we get an accurate count. So what he's saying there is even if you're not going to be bringing a car, just if you're going to be attending, sign up on the website, which
right.
is, did he mention the IndyCamaro.com?
Right.
So if you haven't signed up just even as a spectator, definitely head out and do that. He says time is of the essence. There will be a Chevrolet ride and drive, which is going
to
be very cool.
I'm looking forward to that.
There's not going to be a Camaro ride and drive to our knowledge.
Oh.
And, but, you know, considering that they still only have a handful of them and they're probably still hand-built at $250,000 a pop,
yeah,
you know some jackass is going to get, you know, like MD Acton would just completely destroy the car.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's used to pulling wheelies. He's got a list of cars at the ride and drive. The HHR SS Turbo.
Nice.
Cobalt SS Turbo Sedan, which is new for 2009, and he says this may be a real surprise to all of you. A Malibu Hybrid, a Tahoe Hybrid, a Silverado Duramax, a Corvette, an Impala SS, a Trailblazer SS, a Pontiac G8, and a Pontiac Solstice, and a few others, he says.
Mm.
That's a good variety of cars right there.
Yeah.
Just for ride and drives. He also says we have some special guests coming, and you're going to want to get a chance to talk to them about the new Camaro, including Tom Peters.
Okay.
Al Oppenheiser, who's a vehicle chief engineer for the Camaro. John Santilli, who's a vehicle line director for the Camaro. Cheryl Pilcher and John Fitzpatrick. If you don't know who they are, just go to the board.
Yeah.
They will be awarding celebrity picks for the best Chevrolet and best Pontiac. Our good friend Linda Fenton, he continues, has been working on pulling together a silent auction and a Saturday night auction, and someone tells us that there will be a limited quantity of the Father's private reserve wine. Lest you forget, we have a great concert planned for Friday evening, the Jolly Holiday Band, not to be missed. So log on right away, IndyCamaro.com. We can hardly wait to see you there. Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, John Fitzpatrick.
Nice.
Right after that Jolie Holiday concert. You need to be at the host hotel.
Yeah.
For the killer CamaroZ28.com member summit. And it's also subtitled as the Camaro Enthusiast Summit because it's not for just members of the site.
Right.
We haven't really made that very clear.
So bring your friends.
Bring your friends.
Tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to tell their friends. Just come on over and have a good time.
We have limited capacity, but I'm sure people will mill out to the parking lot because...
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have Scott Settlemyer and John Fitzpatrick as probably more as special guests.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw something cool in the parking lot. No. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying maybe it could happen. It's 100% free. There's going to be a cash bar, and there's a restaurant there if you guys want to grab something to eat. Doors open at 7, and we're going to start the celebrity Q&A with the gang right around maybe 9.
Okay.
And throughout the night, we'll be auctioneered pulling door prizes for some cool goodies. Right around 10 o'clock, we're all going to raise a glass, a big old toast to the new generation Chevrolet Camaro, and then the party will just continue until it ends.
Excellent.
So the point is you got to make the indie event first and foremost. While you're there, come and hang out at the CamaroZ28.com Member Summit. There's nothing else going on at the same time, so hey, why not? Not to mention, it's right at the host hotel.
Of course.
It's going to be fun. We're going to be happy to meet everybody. Fifthgen.org is going to be piggybacking, bringing some of their folks over from their site.
Okay.
Because we always work hand-in-hand with true, genuine, enthusiast-run websites.
Of course.
I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it big time. Wait.
There's going to be flyers in the goodie bags for our summit.
Yeah.
For the attendees of the indie event. So even if you forget, there should be a flyer in the bag.
Nice. Got okay, that out of
I
the way.
I need a break. You got that your out turn, of the way. Man. You take over.
What do you want me to talk about here? What's next? The white picks.
The white picks.
It looked like it was California.
Mm-hmm.
Where the a white Camaro was driving down the highway. Looked real good in motion.
Yeah,
it does. You saw the mountains in the background, so you know it wasn't in Michigan, even though it had a Michigan plate on it.
So somebody in the thread that was posted, they nailed down right on Google Maps exactly where the pictures were
no
taken.
No kidding.
Yeah, because they know the area. They recognize some of the signs.
Wow.
So it's definitely California.
Yeah. So looks like there's a white one out there in California. And
it's good looking. I don't care what anybody says.
They got some pics of it on a car hauler as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some nice underneath shots as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That turned out pretty good.
We're going to see a whole lot more.
Oh, I'm sure. As these things are all over the country. In fact, there was a sighting close to your house the other day, wasn't there?
I got a report. I was actually out of town on business. But I got a report that there was a black Camaro concept, or I'm sorry, it wouldn't be a concept anymore now, would it? About 2 miles from my house when I was gone.
Man.
And,
I'm definitely keeping my eyes open.
I sent an email into somebody and said, hey, I got a report. And the reply was, so what color was it? So I think that it wasn't a false report.
Good.
Good. I wasn't there.
Well,
sucky.
It's good that they're on the roads here.
Yeah. I think we're going to start seeing
We're going to be getting pictures soon. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it.
I'm going to drive off the road trying to get a shot of it.
Yeah. And then there were some other great photos released this week. From our friend Kevin K, who's also a disciple.
Kolvenbach, I said that right. I've known him for years and still don't know how to say his name.
Out in Pahrump, Nevada, when they were doing a Chevrolet shoot. Beautiful pictures of the Camaro SS silver car.
The first known GM-authorized to be public photos of a Camaro, 2010 Camaro SS.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures.
If you haven't seen them yet, head over to CamaroZ28.com/gallery. And it'll take
They're
you right
there?
To it. They're right there.
Yeah.
Good looking. Good looking.
Wow. Yeah.
Can't wait to see mine. I just can't wait.
Oh, boy.
So you ready to put your order in at the dealer yet?
I'm on a list.
You are?
Yeah, I didn't have to put any money down.
I was
going to
say, how much money did you put down?
$0.
Why not?
Why?
Why didn't you put any money
That's
down?
That's not the way I run.
That's not how you roll?
That's
G?
Not how I roll. I think any... I don't know how to put this.
delicately?
Yeah, to put it delicately. I think if you're going to get on a list for a new Camaro, which hasn't been, the ordering information hasn't even been put out yet,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put any money down yet.
I do agree. I think it's cool that people are so excited that they're getting geared up to go. The thing that I think about is in your case, you didn't have to put any money down, but you got on a list. Other
right.
people would say, well, I want to put money down to guarantee the car. If you don't trust the dealer, why are you giving them money?
Right.
If you don't trust them to honor a handshake and a smile and their word, You shouldn't probably... This is me. The people that have done it, more power to you. I'm sure it'll work out great. At least I hope so. But I agree with you. I wouldn't... If I don't think the dealer would honor their word, I wouldn't be giving them money.
And even if I don't get the car when I'm on the list, I'm not on any money.
Right. Some of them say, we're saying non-refundable.
Right.
And then, of course, like, well, you know, we could get, you know, you could apply that towards this Aveo SS over here.
Lovely.
I think it's great.
I would just say be cautious.
Yeah, be cautious. Make sure
have
you
have a
know.
Good working relationship with your dealer. Like the guy I've been with, I've been like 8 years. I've been going to the same guy at my Chevrolet dealers. He just called me out of the blue one day. He's like, hey, we're putting a list together for Camaros. You want to be on it? And I said, sure. He's like, okay, cool. You're on the list.
Ta-da.
That's it.
Yeah.
When they come in, they come in. So.
Well, good luck to everybody, money or not. I'm still going to wait.
Yeah.
I'm still going to wait.
Well, in previous podcasts, oh, God, what was it, about 6 months ago, we did an episode on whether or not you want to be the first one on your block, and are you willing to pay for that privilege to have the first one on your block? And yes, the resounding answer is no.
It's important to me. It's not important for me to lose money on it.
Right.
You know, we all got to pinch our pennies, especially with the gas prices. And because the Camaro is such a huge overweight pig, it's going to suck gas down like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because GM doesn't think it needs to be fuel efficient or economical in any way.
Yeah.
But I digress. Sorry.
Anyways.
I was throwing a little dig out there. Sorry, guys.
Well, that can lead into our next segment, and that's the magazine reviews.
Right on. Good segue.
I mean, how many of the articles did you see that said this thing is a huge pig that burns a lot of gas?
None, actually. In fact, I made a list because all the reviews of major magazines kind of came out all at once.
Yeah.
So I compiled a list right there in the 2010 Camaro News, Sightings, Pictures, and Multimedia forum. A listing of all the reviews, including our very first Camaro Concept Coupe and Concept Convertible reviews, some pre-production Disciple mentionings, and of course, now what we're talking about the most recently, the near-production Camaro reviews from Car and Driver, Motor Trend, Popular Mechanics, Automobile Magazine, and Road and Track Magazine.
I think they're all the resounding, amazing, glowing reports about the car. Now, they're testing the V6 Camaro, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
And
that red one, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think they probably all took their turns with it. It's like the V6 Camaro is now the town whore.
Yeah.
The industry whore, I should say. Yeah. But they all love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not one that will rip on other cars because I think more performance vehicles out there are better. But they did pretty much all seem to agree that it made the Dodge Challenger and the current Ford Mustang. I think one of the words they used were prehistoric.
Really?
Yeah. They're saying that the ride is second to none.
Wow.
The power for a V6. I mean, again, I'm not going to rip on a V6, but for a V6, it's only a V6. I can't wait till they get the V8.
That's like completely 180 degree difference from when they were testing the fourth gen Camaro, when they were listing the fourth gen Camaro as prehistoric.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, when Motor Trend first got their hands on the very first fourth gen Camaro, it was just nothing but glowing reviews. But then as the architecture aged and the car got old and stale, they really just tore it to shreds.
Right.
Popular Mechanics, because they're not a car magazine, I think they can stay pretty much right down the middle of the line. But they loved it. All the magazines loved it. They just loved it.
I can't wait for us to get our hands on it and so we can love it.
God, that just sounded dirty. Spank it a couple of times.
Hey, everybody else is having their way with it.
Well, I don't know. They probably didn't let him completely stomp on it. You dirty slut car.
Yeah, you never know.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
That'd be the F-bot father. Oh, sorry. That was terrible. Ooh, that was even wronger. That was even wronger. Wronger. So anyway, check out that list. It's sticky to the top in the 2010... the longest forum name we have, Camaro News, Sightings, Pictures, and Multimedia, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
Yeah.
So the torque gauge is gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh.
I wonder.
Should we have a moment of silence?
No.
Okay.
Because nobody's been silent about it.
It was replaced with a more useful gauge, though.
Well, what's the manual transmission going to get, though?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, I put in a phone call.
Oh, yeah?
I can't say what it was said, though.
Oh, okay.
One of my questions was the torque gauge only a placeholder? And I didn't get an exact answer. However, one of two things could happen.
Okay.
It was just a placeholder, and they couldn't come up with anything else at the time. Or It was brought up in the focus group, the last focus group. The disciples, they had an opinion on it, and of course, a lot of people had negative opinions on it on the forums too. So that could have swayed things if it was planned to be there all along. That might have swayed things. So hey, all the griping might have done good. I guess. Maybe.
Nice G meter there would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the aftermarket's going to take care of it, though.
Oh, of course.
I think the aftermarket
is going to... four-pack gauge there? Oh, yeah.
Lights.
Oh, there's going to be so much stuff out for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure the aftermarket is just salivating to get their hands on this car just to start making stuff for it.
I won't say any names, but the quote I like to use is that the aftermarket guys are standing 10 deep to get their hands on this car.
I believe it.
That's right. All right. That was a big old mouthful of Camaro.
Yeah. On to our emails and voicemails, and we got kind of inundated this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but everybody was emailing, and we got a couple voicemails here, too.
And that's okay.
And we're not even running a contest.
No. I got a couple here. You want me to do a couple?
Yeah, then we'll start off. Yeah.
Okay. First is from Mike Mansfield, a.k.a. Burgess V710. I heard about the Camaro guitar from the podcast and had to get one. I thought $240 is way too much, but I couldn't help myself. Talking about the Esteban Camaro guitar, where I plugged CamaroZ28.com on HSN.
It is a sweet-looking guitar. I mean, jeez.
Yeah. I went to check my order status, so I'm back
with it. Oh, jeez.
And I was like, you know, one of the first, I think, at the time, in the 3,000s. They made 25,000 of them, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe the production just hasn't completed yet, and they were just pre-selling them. Who knows? Who cares? My credit card wasn't hit, to my knowledge. Got another one from Wick.
Wick?
Which makes me think of a Monty Python movie.
Oh,
but anyway, some people will figure that out. If you do, call in and let us know. We'll give you the contact information in a bit. The subject of Wick's email is Camaro in winter. He says, "Hey, Chris and Jason, I've been listening to your podcast for about a year, and I'm thinking about getting a new V6 Camaro. I live in northern Minnesota, and I'm wondering if the Camaro will be able to handle the lovely winters we receive for it. Would be my only way of getting around. Love the podcast and can't wait to hopefully be driving my Camaro next spring. David Wickersham.
Okay.
I like Wick better. It depends on the tires you leave or put on the car.
Yeah.
And don't, you know, wait till you actually drive it so you know for sure. But my opinion is that traction control, Stabilitrack,
is light years ahead of what ABS. Everything used to be.
Right. General Motors selects the tires to go on the car for very particular reasons. They don't just go with the lowest bidder on purpose just for this numbers comparison. There's actually, if you look on the sidewall of your tire, there's a TPC little logo that says TPC. I forget what it stands for, but General Motors sends out criteria. Okay, we're going to build this car. All you tire manufacturers, send us a tire or send us specs on a tire that meet these qualifications. And then they pick the one that they feel best fits on the car for the intended purpose. Here's a great example. The fourth gen LS1 Camaros, I think it was the LS1s, they did an interesting test at the Milford Proving Grounds. There's a very steep hill that's made out of tile that they run water over to simulate ice and slippery situations. They had a fourth gen Camaro with the tires that came on it. And they had a Dodge product and a Ford product that was similar in nature, at least as far as they could.
Okay.
And then they put on the traction control and had them go up the hill. If I remember the story right, and if you're at the member summit, ask Scott Settlemyer about this because he's the one that told me.
Okay.
The Ford, I think if I remember right, made it up a little bit and then just slid backwards, spinning its tires. The Dodge just sat there and spun its tires. The fourth gen LS1 on the factory, if it was an LS1, I have to verify with him, but the fourth gen F body, I'll say that.
Okay.
With the traction control on the tires that came with it, made it up that hill. Very, very slowly. But it did, because that is the tire that they chose for the intended purpose of the vehicle. If you want your car to go well in the snow, you probably definitely want to put snow tires on it for added insurance.
Yeah.
Because the factory tires that are on it might do okay, but, you know, I think spending a few $100 on some good tires is a good insurance policy.
Sure.
So you don't wreck your car. Great email, Wick.
Yeah, if you have supercar F1 tires, I suggest not driving those in the snow.
No.
In my CTSV, I got to the end of my driveway where I sat and spun.
But if you had an all-season tire, you probably do okay.
Yeah.
Probably do okay. Yeah. What do we got here? I want to break this up with a couple of audio portions of the show.
Yeah, we can do that. Let me start with the first one we got.
Okay.
My name is Jason, and my username on CamaroZ20.com is Jason D. And I want to submit something for the Department of Corrections. In podcast number 155, Jason Debler made an incorrect reference to the name of the Camaro designer and the designer of the Esteban Camaro guitar at 10:45, roughly. He called him Tom Peterson when it's actually Tom Peters. I expected better from you guys, and that's it. You guys suck. Bye.
Wow, that guy's a dick. It's not often that I actually listen to the podcast after they're published. But for some reason I was. I don't know why. I was just letting it run in the background. And I noticed that I flubbed it, and I actually said Tom Peterson instead of Tom Peters.
I didn't even catch that.
I know. So it's kind of funny. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'd never called into my... I don't think I've ever called in before, except to leave you like filthy messages that we never aired.
Yeah, of course.
I wish we kept some of those. You got another one?
We got another one.
All right, hit it.
Hey guys, this is Jim coming to you live from the GAGT. Just leaving a message to see if you guys have any feel if the ordering for the Camaro is going to be messed up, kind of like the ordering for the G8 was, since they're both made in Australia. For the G8, dealers had to have sold so many Pontiacs in the previous year in order to get allocation to even pick a car to try to sell. So it was pretty messed up. Some dealers didn't get any. Some only had, one or two cars for the whole year. And then at that, some of the dealers only got the base model and couldn't get the GT. So the dealer I was working with ended up getting a base model pick for their first pick, which was supposed to be mine. So then I jumped to a different dealer, and I had to sit and wait for that car as well. So I ended up going to a third dealer who actually had it on the lot. And I had to drive a little ways to get it, but it was worth it. So I'm just curious if you guys know if there's going to be any ordering issues like that. It seems to me at least the first build of the G8s were built and shipped, and then they kind of sorted them out after they got here. Just wondering if that's going to be the same for the Camaro. Thanks. Bye.
I always love it when somebody calls in from the road.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What do you think?
I think it'll probably be the same way.
You think so?
I think that the dealer allocation process would still be in place for that.
I would imagine so.
I don't know.
Hopefully they've learned from the problem with the G8s. I don't know. I think they're probably going to build more Camaros than they do G8s.
They're shooting for well over 70,000 the first
right.
year.
So
I don't think it'll be difficult to get one.
As long as there's no problem with the initial startup of the assembly run, hopefully they're just going to get them out. I guess we can only wait and see.
Yeah, that's a good question. But we may sound like a broken record, but we'll continue.
We should
do
pose
so.
This question to
Scott,
or maybe Fitz at the summit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but we always say this: make sure no matter what happens, just you'll be able to find one. Just make sure you find one at a dealer that's willing to treat you right.
Exactly.
Avoid dealer or refuse Camaro markups, and avoid dealers that do.
Exactly.
Let the other suckas pay the overage fees, and you can save some cabbage. All right.
I got a couple more voicemails, emails here.
Cool. Run them.
Okay, this one comes from Dan Kasky. Hey, Chris and Jason, I have a few comments and my frustrating problem to share. First off, I have to say one of the most heated debates on the board has become the SS bumper. At first, I wasn't a fan of the new bumper and the grill, but after seeing the car at a couple different angles, I love it. I think everybody needs to reserve judgment until they see the car in person. My next comment is regarding the potential special edition diecast. I think it's a great idea and would be a great addition to anyone's 5th-gen collection. Using the production start date as the theme for the diecast is awesome, and a special display box would be really cool. I would buy a couple in a hot second. Another collection that I think is very interesting is the Esteban guitar. I think it's a great way to reach out to more people and bring great attention to the Camaro. I'm not very good at guitar, but I think it would be great hanging on my wall. Now for the depressing part. I was planning to make it to Indy and was really looking forward to the members' summit.
Oh my God, no way!
It would be nice to put some faces to names and see the new Camaro in person. Unfortunately for me, I have a family vacation planned for that weekend. I'm pretty bummed that I won't make it, but at least do me a favor and take a whole bunch of pictures to post on the site. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Dan Kasky, Black 5th Gen on the board.
Well, you know what? I'll just start right now.
Okay.
Just change your vacation plans and have your vacation in Indy. Problem solved.
Yeah, bring your family.
Bring your family. I'm bringing my family.
Yeah. I'm not.
Because yours would...
I've got a nine-month-old, and he's never traveled, and I'm not going to do this as the first one.
And he would try to eat everything. Yeah. You want to make something disappear? Stick it in front of him.
Yeah.
He puts it in his mouth. All right. There's a lot there. Give me the rundown of that. What was
The SS bumper and the grill.
Well, all right. Good. I'm glad this was brought up, because a lot of the pictures of the SS bumper up until recently with Kevin Kalvenbach's photos were... Once again, taken from very terrible angles. The picture with Count Fergula in it, that was obviously taken with some sort of wide-angle lens. It made the front end look much more bulbous than what it is. Again, see it in person, because I have, and it doesn't look... I had to look at the V6 and the V8 versions multiple times to finally catch the differences. It's not that huge in the front. They're very subtle differences. So,
I love it either way.
Well, when you see it in person, you're going to go, hey, it's really not that... overly pronounced.
Yeah.
It really isn't, in my opinion. Next.
What's
he say?
Comment about the special edition diecast.
Yeah, that's still a pie in the sky.
But
I appreciate the vote of that. I got a poll in the site news section about a very, very special edition diecast.
How's that poll going?
Pretty good. It's pretty positive, but I have to make 2,000 units, and I don't have 2,000 responses saying that they'll buy it, so I got to be very careful about that. It's going to be, if I do it, it'll be very, very cool. I've got some samples coming to me to see how it would turn out, just as a what if. I'll talk a little bit more about the diecast in just a little bit.
Okay.
What's next on the list?
I got another email here.
Oh, we covered all from him?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. This one comes to us from David Guardado. Forum name Wingboy97. Chris and Jason, great podcasts. I have been listening to both of you as of the first of the year. Well, thanks for listening. I have a great question, and maybe you guys can answer it. I took my wife's car in for service. In the waiting room, there was a copy of Road and Track with the Camaro spy pictures from Germany. As I read the article, they had all the information about the car before the July 18th public release, which was dead on. With that being said, and not getting anyone into trouble, my question is, when will the Z28 model be released? From what the magazine statement, it would be released after the convertible comes out, which would be 2010. Again, I don't want to get anyone in trouble. One other thing, they also stated that the Z28 will be an LS3 engine with a supercharge. I think he said meant supercharger.
Right.
Would you know anything about that? I'm planning on buying a loaded Z28 when or if it's available in the convertible model. Also, Motor Trend also wrote that Camaro will be one of the safest sports cars out there. I was looking into safety measures for the Camaro, and it will come with 6 airbags. The Challenger and Mustang only have 4. Keep up the great podcast, David.
Well, yeah.
Back to the Z28 issue again.
Like you said, thanks for listening and thanks for the email. Okay, so without getting anybody in trouble, that would mean us,
right?
Okay, everybody but David, tune out.
Okay,
don't listen.
Everybody else, turn off your iPods.
Just turn off or put on pause or take the headphones out of your ears. David, we don't know. Nope. Nobody knows. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
nobody knows.
We know about as much as everybody else, and that's nothing.
Let's see here. Maybe I can drop a little bit.
Okay,
without getting in trouble. I know Fitzpatrick listens.
Yeah.
Because he sent Chris and I an email about last. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Let's just take the Z28 portion out of it. Let's just say an up level, a higher level performance package. Let's say if one was being worked on at one point, they want to be able to pick up on it when, like, and go with it right where they left off.
Okay.
Sometime in the future, if that future comes.
Right. So there you go.
I hope I didn't get myself in trouble. John, call me and yell at me if you have to. No, I think that's safe. I really do.
Everybody wants a Z28 model.
And Chevrolet knows this. Right. They know this. Yeah. It's God, do they ever know this?
And everybody wants to be a V8 supercharged car.
Really, who knows what's going to really happen?
Exactly.
If that was in the plans, it doesn't mean it'll be in the continual plans. There's everything. The automobile industry is very liquid. It has to change with the economy, with CAFE, with CARB.
With everything.
Right. It has to be
including
flexible.
Including the environment.
And I've seen a lot of people say they don't care if it has a supercharger or not. They just want a higher level of performance.
Right.
I can tell you this. If Chevrolet doesn't take care of it, the aftermarket most certainly will. So, what else do you say? Safety. Absolutely. Six airbags standard. And a lot of people gripe about the weight, but the weight is because of safety requirements.
Right.
They want it to be safe, so insurance prices will be theoretically less. And, of course, they don't want any dead Camaro buyers on the road.
Of course not.
Great email. Some good points there.
Yeah, that's it for the emails.
Right. In order for you to get in touch with us and leave us your emails, and if they keep coming at this rate, we'll have to spread them out over multiple episodes. But we'd love to hear from you, either voicemail or email, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We love to hear from you. Keep them coming.
Absolutely. Boy, this one's running long. I'm tired already.
Yeah.
But hey, we warned you. If you're still listening, we thank you very much. Got a couple more things to wrap up, and that's it. I mentioned the diecast before.
Yeah.
Here's the scoop on the Camaro Z28.com Series 3 diecast car.
Give it to us.
Production is most definitely started.
Okay.
I'm going to actually open up pre-ordering and release the design Saturday night, September 6th. At 11:59 p.m., so just before midnight, Saturday night.
Ooh.
So
everybody's going to be standing by waiting.
I've gotten a lot. This is really cool. It's really cool to watch things happen and watch the speculation happen. Everybody wants to know what the design is, and I got to say, I'm really happy with this one. Of course, if I wasn't happy with it, it wouldn't be out.
Yeah.
But check the first forum of the board.
Nice.
And have your PayPal or Google checkout ready. It will be at cz28store.com.
Beautiful.
It's going to be cool. And speaking of cool little gadgets and things,
yeah.
Since I have an iPhone now, and I can't really live without it anymore, I made a very cool iPod wallpaper.
Yeah.
Once again, taken from our good buddy Kevin Colvenbach's stellar photos from Pahrump. All you do is, on Safari on your iPhone, just go to cz28.com/iPhone.jpg, or JPG, I should say, and press and hold and save it to your camera roll, and you can turn it right into your wallpaper.
I did that.
It's sized perfectly, and it looks pretty damn good.
It does. It looks great.
And other than that,
yeah,
I think we're pretty much going to be done with this one.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to be paid overtime.
It's been a long episode.
But we've had so much to talk about.
This is one of our longest episodes ever.
I think so, because usually we split them up, but I don't like doing that because I think it screws people up.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's another 10 or 15 minutes, right?
Right.
Right. So, hey, everybody listening to, like,
today,
that's released, this is released, happy Labor Day.
Yeah.
And Scott doesn't even have to send me the emails. He knows I just say it. So on behalf of Scott Sennelmeyer and General Motors and the Camaro Z28.com staff, please buckle your safety belts and do not drink and drive.
Right.
For any reason, or we'll come and beat the crap out of you. Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, everybody.
Let's wrap it up till next week. And
good.
We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for listening, folks. Give us a call or an email.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.